We continue our learning of the Ilui Nishmas, Davi ben Menachem, Rishon Chaim Yaakov, Mepinchas Eliyo. We are in Yevamos, Perek Yudalid, Mishnah Tes. Last of these cases, Shnei Achim, Echad Chereish ve'Echad Pikeach, Nisuim L'Shtei Nachriyos, Achas Chereshes ve'Achas Pikachas. So two brothers married to two women who are not sisters, they're not related. One of the brothers is a Chereish, one is a Pikach. One of these two women is a Chereshes, one's a Pikachas. And conveniently, the Chereish is married to the Chereshes, and the Pikach is married to the Pikachas. Meis Chereish Bala Chereshes. And now the Chereshes woman, after her Chereish husband died, falls to the Pikach for Yibum. Mayas Pikeach Bala Pikachas, he's already married to a Pikachas. He has a Chereshes fall to her. So the Mishnah says, Kones, he should perform the mitzvah of Yibum. But Chalitza, he can't do, of course, because she's a Chereshes. Vimratza Lahotzi, but if after he does Yibum, he wants to free her, release her, Yotzi, he can release her with a get. So to release her initially with Chalitza, he can't. She's a Chereshes. But to perform Yibum and then release her if he wishes, he can do so with a get. Meis Pikeach Bala Pikachas. But let's say the Pikeach dies, and now the Pikachas falls to the brother who is a Cheresh, and he's already married to a Chereshes. So the Pikachas falls to the Cheresh who's married to a Chereshes. Maya seh Cheresh Bala Chereshes. What should he do? Kones, he should perform Yibum with this Yivama, with this Pikachas, but Va'eno Motzi La'olam. But he can never release her after that. Since he's a Cheresh, there's no Koach, there's no power to his get, because that get is only Derabanan, to release the Zika, to release what Zika? The Zika that's coming through the full Nisuin of his brother, that's a Doraisa. So therefore, this is the Yibum Ban, that's a Doraisa. So he wouldn't be able as a Chereish to, through his get, to release at all that Zika. And therefore, once he performs Yibum, Eino Motzi La'olam. We begin the 15th Perek, Tezvav, Mishnah Aleph. Our Mishnah and the next Parakim, the last Parakim of the Masech, the 15 and 16, are going back to a case where a woman's husband passed away. And we're going to continue that discussion. Ha'isha Shehalcha Ihi Uva Alalam. Yidina Asayam. Here you have a case where both the woman and her husband went to a faraway land. Shalom beino leveina v'shalom ba'olam. Literally means that there's peace between them and there's peace in the world. The Gemara explains that this is the reason the Mishnah mentions this is because in the Sefer of the Mishnah, we're going to speak about a case where katata beino leveina. We know they're not getting along. There's quarreling between the husband and the wife. Or maybe a case of milchama ba'olam. And that will change matters. So therefore, the Mishnah begins by saying, no, shalom beino leveina. And shalom ba'olam. We don't really need to know that information. That's assumed. Anyway, and then the Mishnah says what happens. Ova sa'isha va'amra meis ba'ali. And she comes back from this trip and says, you know, my husband passed away, and therefore I want to remarry. So says the Mishnah, based on her testimony, says the Mishnah, based on that, tinasei. She is able to marry. We believe her. She has ne'emanus. And the same thing would be true. Meis ba'ali. As she says, my husband passed away. And what? And they don't have any children. So tisya beim. We allow her to have yibum with her brother-in-law. And even though you'll say that she has a chazak of being an Eishes Ish, and there are no Eidim that say that her husband died, so how can we release her from that chazaka, that presumptive status, she's a married woman, because of takanas agunos, so women will not remain as agunos, unable to be remarry, so the chachamim were lenient to believe her, because there's another chazaka working in the opposite direction. What's that counter pressure? There's a chazaka on a woman that she's not going to remarry unless she really investigates the matter correctly and to make clear that her husband died. Now, we had Mishnais in the past where she obviously did not investigate it correctly. But we assume in general that she does. She's afraid her husband's going to come after she remarries, and now she's going to ruin herself. She'll be usher to her original husband. She'll be usher to this man. Her kids will be mamzerim, because in Eishes Ish, she's married someone else. The kids are mamzerim. She'll lose her ksuba, and therefore a woman is ne'emenes to say meis pa'ala. What about the following case, says Mishnah? Shalom beino leveina, but umelchama ba'olam. They're getting along, but there's war in the world. Or kitata beino levino v'shalom olam. Or let's say they're not getting along, but there is shalom in the world. Uvas va'amra, she now comes back from this trip and then says va'amra meis ba'ali, then ain't a man in it. And then she's not believed. Why? Well, take the case where they're getting along, but there's milchama ba'alam. We're afraid maybe her husband went overseas and he never returned. And she's just, evaluating the situation. Maybe saying that the husband died, but she doesn't really know for sure. It's a case of milchama, that's quite possible. Or let's say there's shalom ba'olam, but they're not getting along. We're afraid maybe it's because she's because of the resentment she has to her husband. She wants to prohibit herself upon him and say that he died and she wants to remarry. The Gemara says kitata beino levena. Is what is that case? The Gemara says it's a specific case. What do you mean they're not getting along? Is where the woman actually said something. She said to her husband, "Gei rashtani bifnei ploni uploni, you divorced me in front of these two men, in front of these two edim," and they said, "What are you talking about? We never saw any divorce at all." So that's an example of where we could understand this kitata, and therefore she would not be believed to say meis ba'ali. So that is the opinion of the Tanakama. Meis ba'ali in a case where either melchama is ba'olam or kitata beino leveina, meis ba'ali ain't a man in it. Nemenes. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, la'olam ain't a man in it. Meaning, even against the Tanakama's first halacha, in general, we don't believe a woman to say her husband died. Ella im kain bas bocha uvogadekru, unless she's coming crying because of her avelus, of her husband passing away, and her clothing is torn. So Amulah Nachamset Rabbi Yehuda, achazu v'achazu tinasi. Now, whether she's crying and her clothing is torn, or she's not crying, her clothing is not torn, makes no difference. If she says meis ba'ala, she's able to remarry, assuming it's shalom ba'olam and shalom beino leveina. The Brisa brings, as Brises do, elaborates upon this Mishnah where it says, Amulah Rabbi Yehuda, Chachamid responded to Rabbi Yehuda's claim that it should only be in a case where she's crying and it's clearly she's in mourning for her husband. According to you, say the Chacham to Rabbi Yehuda, Pikachas, a woman is very smart and knows that she can put on a show and start crying. She really wants to remarry. Her husband didn't really die, but she comes in torn clothing and she's crying so that we believe her. Tina say, you're going to tell me, oh, such a woman can remarry, but Shota, but she's not smart enough to put on this disguise. So you're going to tell me that lo Tina say? Can't be. Ela achazu v'achazdu Tina say. Say Tanakama Rabbi Yehuda, in both cases, even if she's not dressed like she's an Avelis, she able to remarry based on her testimony.